Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents All Hands on Tech, The AI-Powered Citizen Revolution by Thomas H. Davenport and Ian Barkin, with Chase Davenport. Narrated by Brian Telestai. Publisher's note: in this audio edition, you will hear references to figures present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Limit of liability / disclaimer of warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor authors shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Preface. J. Kratz. Bringing Shadow IT into the Light. It's fitting to begin this book with the story of an unlikely hero of citizen development. J. Kratz is a semi-retired former chief information officer of Shell PLC, the energy giant. J. Kratz was executive vice president and group CIO of Shell from 2015 to 2023, and about halfway through his tenure, he had a bit of a revelation. Shell was in a race to digitalize its business, and Kratz just didn't feel like it was happening fast enough. His global IT function had a multi-billion-dollar annual budget and more than 8,000 staff and contractors, but they still couldn't satisfy the demand for applications, automations, and analytical models around the company. Kratz kept telling his people that they needed to get closer to the business in order to create value, but he realized that there were plenty of people in the business world who could create value with IT as well. People were getting citizen-oriented tools in their hands, but he was a bit worried about what they were doing with them. Kratz was based in the Netherlands, and the European Union had passed the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, in 2016. He was afraid that citizen development would get out of control and that employees would violate the law by inadvertently making available critical personal data, the medical records of sailors on Shell tankers, for example. He felt that there were lots of smart engineers and other employees at
Sample complete. Ready to continue?